Fall is here and we could all use a stiff breeze. That's right, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. And that's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. You know, you always hear first impressions are important, but what about lasting impressions? It's time to get off the couch and back to work, and if your tool needs an upgrade, head to BlueChew.com. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CREATIVE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CREATIVE, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
It is. It's jealousy. It's deceitfulness. It's vindictiveness. It's all that stuff, you know? But, I mean, God, what can you expect when you're on top, you know? It's like Napoleon, when he was the king, you know, people were just constantly trying to conquer him, you know, in the Roman Empire. So it's history repeating itself all over again. To all the critics out there, you know, I know they're going to be reviewing this, and I know they're going to try to knock me. I just want them to know, is it okay if I say this into camera, Amber? Okay. I only am who I am because I was born that way. I have a gift, and I am trying to not be selfish about it, but to use it, okay? And if you want to knock me for that, it's your own problem, okay? Jealousy will get you nowhere. I'm going to keep rocking on.
To me, that's, I've been bitching about it a little bit and worried. Like, I can't really picture what companies are going to be buying ads during this time, especially if people are out of work. Why would they advertise to them if everybody's fucking broke, you know?
And nobody can go to the store. Nobody can get the product. And
well, that's why
maybe nobody's working in that warehouse to send you that
to
product.
Send it. Yeah, and that to me, that could be the part of the reasoning behind the toilet paper panic is because people stock up. They figure, I got to get it in case I'm quarantined. B, what if all these fucking companies that send out the paper products to the goddamn mega stores and supermarkets and all, what if they shut down operations? I predicted that you're going to see, if this is as bad as it's starting, the two next big moves, which I heard one might already be announced Monday, is any domestic travel, air travel, and trains and whatnot in the States is going to shut down.
Because I've heard that too.
Because people are just traveling around.
It's happening here in Spain. Spain's locked down. France.
It's like a Spanish Italian lockdown where just everything non-essentials closed.
Yeah, good. Keep those people over there, especially the Spanish. But then the other one was I don't see how they could, you know, continue the postal service or like FedEx or DHL or any of that shit over here. Because, again, it's so many people touching the fucking shipments and envelopes and boxes and whatnot. And then they come to your door. To me, that's just another way they're spreading the disease. So that might be the last big thing, but I wouldn't be surprised if they suspended like all postal service and shipments for a few weeks too. So it's going to get interesting.
Tell me this: what would happen if, just say, you caught the coronavirus and you found out that you were going to die in 2 months? Like, no matter what would you do? Would you like go on a rampage and go up to someone? Hey, do you remember that time at school you fucking pulled my trousers down in front of everybody? Well, here. It's like, I'm going to fucking die anyway. You can't throw me in jail.
I have my murder list right here.
Yeah. Why did it say the N-word with hearts around it?
I would take heroin just for the crack.
I would immediately attempt...
I'd take practice for the heroin.
I would attempt a bank... I think I would attempt a bank robbery. Because why not? You know? But yeah, sure, put me in your jail. I'll get everyone sick. Whatever.
Just a big drug potion. Just every drug you can get your hands on, just take it and see what happens. You never know. Might cure you.
I said
take
this...
You'd be all right.
I said to someone yesterday, as I may or may not have been trying to locate shrooms, that the worst thing about drugs is that stocking up on them isn't really one of their big like, you don't really stock up on drugs. You get them and they're gone, right? So I don't think anyone has a sweet stockpile going on. Although it would be nice right now if things hit the wall to
much as an ounce of weed out in the States, Joe.
What's that?
Much as an ounce of weed in the States.
I don't know. I haven't bought an ounce of weed in 20 years, probably. I was a vape guy recently, so.
But, if you've got the actual THC oil, it's all that shit's hard to come by over here.
Oh,
you smoke a bit of pot, you say?
Fucking yes.
much are you paying for a gram?
I just usually just say for 50 quid's worth, and they give me like a big envelope of it.
A big envelope. Nice. It's probably like a money bag.
Yeah. With the fucking dollar sign on it.
So he's probably got like 20 quid's worth. And they're like, there you go, where's 5 grams?
So let's do a little round table of predictions here. If this goes really bad for the next couple of months, what is the one thing that you think is going to be kind of set aside by this whole virus, and then it doesn't come back at all? You know what I mean? Like, people finally now might put their fucking phones down, or... You know, if you don't have fucking, say the electric goes off, you don't have TV for 3 months, will people forget that they're TV watching zombies? Like, what is going to go away and probably not come back? Things that we do and take for granted.
I could see the whole social justice warrior scene going away.
Yeah?
Because it's really not the time to be like, you culturally appropriate my Nigerian culture. It's like, oh yeah? Well, there's no new clothes left apart from this dahiki or whatever the fuck they're called. So I'm wearing it, and I'm going to buy £50 worth of weed off the dealer.
It's a good prediction. However, I got to say, if you've seen already, AOC and the other one, Presley, has come out against people for being racist against the Chinese.
Yep.
You can't call it a Chinese virus. You can't call it the Wuhan virus or Wuhan or whatever. And God forbid... My God, don't you know all the Chinese restaurants that have suffered because people aren't eating there? These are things they actually brought up.
See, that's the thing, and not to be racist or anything, but I have, like, avoided eating Chinese food, and it's not because, like, a whole racial thing. My whole thing is a lot of Chinese restaurants order a lot of their stuff from, like, Chinese food stores, like, supplies. So, like, there's certain stuff that they have to order that will be shipped in from China, and if that's where this coronavirus came from... My thinking is, fuck, I don't want to open a fortune cookie in case someone in that factory has coronavirus and happened to fucking cough in the box. Or, you know what I mean? It is stupid. The likelihood of that happening is very slim. But I'm just one of those paranoid people that I'd be like, listen, I'm not eating Chinese food for a few months until this clears up. Not racist. It's just paranoia. You know what I mean?
Has anyone seen...
The same if it was discovered in Italy, people would probably be avoiding Italian restaurants.
Right. Exactly. And no one's defending the greasy Italians.
Yeah, but it's also one of the things where I'm kind of wary of ordering on Amazon now. If you just say wanted to get something like a Cody Rhodes T-shirt, if I was going to buy that off Amazon and it said it's being delivered by China, you go, I don't want it because of those people, and I mean AEW fans.
Anybody else on that one? What kind of cultural changes do you think are going to survive this afterwards? I Husey had a good one. Maybe the SJW stuff will subside a little bit. But anything else you guys can think of?
I think people might learn to be a little more patient and maybe conserve better.
Yeah.
If, you know, we have to go a couple of months since rationing and, you know, staying in our homes for a while, I think maybe people might find some more patience, because today everything's just so instantly quick. You know, with just a click, you know, I can order food and they'll deliver it to me, or I can just walk right in the restaurant and I can pick it up and leave.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, maybe this virus might keep us from doing that for a while, and maybe we might become more patient.
You know, friends of mine know how much I despise Philadelphia sports talk radio. I mean, it is mostly hideous. But I will admit that if I'm looking to make a bet on a game or a fight, I will throw on WIP here in Philadelphia to get a little insight, hear what the callers think, hear what the host thinks, etc. But have you ever been planning to make a bet, but you've missed the biggest sports headlines from the night before? You ever wonder how that might impact your bets this week? You can relive the best in sports from the night before with BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM. I was so glad to find BetMGM Tonight. It takes away the anxiety and the irritation of listening to Philadelphia radio sports callers. Plus, I felt better informed and more confident when I was placing bets. And it was fun to listen to. They actually cover the daily sports news with intelligence, with humor. There's not so much bitterness that you might hear on your local sports radio. BetMGM Tonight is a high-energy live destination for casual and hardcore sports fans alike. It's engaging, polarizing, and relevant. And you can get caught up in the sports betting world with a heavy dose of entertainment. Hosts Quentin Mayo, Ryan Horvath, and Trista Crick are joined by on-site correspondents to bring you insider information in real time. Every detail matters when making bets, and BetMGM Tonight dives deeper to help give you the edge. It's fun to bet on the games and the fights. It's even more fun when you've got the inside scoop. So tune into BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM. Listen on Odyssey, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. One more time, check out BetMGM Tonight with Quentin Mayo, Ryan Horvath, and Trista Crick, presented by BetMGM. I said to my wife yesterday that it's... See, I think we're all around pretty much the same age, right?
I think so.
Similar.
No.
Maybe not Durban. I got Durban's, what, 45, 50-odd Durban?
Come on. 78.
You look well for your age, Mike. I'm only joking. You look younger than I do.
Thank you.
41.
That response
no way.
Is great.
Jeez.
But,
you look 30.
For these fucking kids that have never lived without 909,000 channels and fucking anything they wanted to tip of their fingers or whatever, this is going to be such a huge difference if, say, the power goes out for a week or the fucking cell carriers go down, which are possibilities. I mean, people keep saying,
yeah,
that's never going to happen. Okay, we'll see. Water gets shut off. We're on
they fire. Never said the you know all these professional sports would be canceling their events either. And now look at us.
Yeah, it's
it's also going to change sex life a lot, because you do not want to get some bitch ass hoe pregnant right now. Unless there's a rise in anal.
You won't have that worry. You don't have a sex life, so you'll be sweet.
Yeah.
I get more ass than Nia Jax's fucking airplane seats.
I think a lot of people's priorities will change. I think a lot of people will stop taking stupid shit for granted, and you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Maybe people will get a bit healthier, quit smoking. Partly smoking's one of the big major factors of, you know, with your lungs obviously catching this disease, and just health in general. I think a lot of people, it might wake them up and get their finger out, that kind of thing.
Well, luckily for me, if the majority of like restaurants have to close for a little while and food delivery services and stuff, I'll stop eating fucking pizza.
Just
four times
side
a week,
note, so. Sorry to interrupt. Same if any of you just watched Super Size Me 2 yet?
No.
No.
Have you seen the original?
Yes.
I've seen the original. I've met that guy, Morgan Spurlock.
You need to watch the second one. It is brilliant. It is really good.
What's the premise?
So he opens up like a chicken restaurant, KFC
kind of thing.
And the whole, it's hard to explain without giving away what it is he does, because the twist in it is so fucking good. But it's basically, the premise of it is, he's opening up a chicken restaurant selling like healthy chicken sandwiches and shit like that. So he goes about getting his own chicken farm and regulating it and doing everything. And then in the end, it's pretty much no different than any other restaurant. But he pretty much makes that very clear to the customers, sort of in their face. It's really, really, really good. I put it on, think I'll just throw it on, and you know, just if it's any good, I'll stick with it. And I ended up zoned right into it. Really, really, really good. Really good. I think he's opened a chain of them, because I googled it after, saying that he ended up opening a chain of these restaurants.
So. Oh, shit. I'll have to look that up. Yeah, I really liked the first one. And then I saw another one that he did down the line. I can't remember. It definitely wasn't as popular as Super Size Me, but I'll check out the sequel. I mean, fuck it, while we still have TV. You know, summer was coming, man. As you guys have already mentioned, all the great fucking St. Patrick's Day events are most likely canceled, both there and here, and concerts and sports are all out. What have some of the things you guys had planned for the next 4, 5, 6 months, you know, concerts, whatnot, looking forward to a movie coming out that now is postponed and it's not going to happen?
Well, I'm supposed to be in Amsterdam right now.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah, it's for a friend's bachelor party, and we were going
You can say stag do. I don't like that you've gone over to bachelor party.
Is this the thing you were looking the Snoop Dogg tickets for, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Is that soon? It'll probably be cancelled as well,
eh? It's in late April.
It'll probably be cancelled.
So yeah. You lost your trip to Amsterdam. Obviously, what else was coming up through the summer and stuff that, you know, I know you had a lot of concerts coming up.
Yeah, well, there's Snoop, there's Ian Brown, Liam Gallagher. But there's a wedding coming up, which I hope isn't cancelled.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, that'll save you a couple hundred bucks anyway.
Yeah, no, the wedding. See, the thing that doesn't make sense is that I'm thinking it's all going to come back together. It's like when the fucking. The bird flu or the swine flu, whatever the last one was, and they were able to get it fixed really quickly. Like, I'm more positive about this shit. But yeah, the concert, missing out on the Amsterdam trip is fucking annoying, but we're going to try and go now in August.
Yeah. What about you, Hambone? Did you have anything coming up, or was there any like movie releases or anything like that? Anything coming out that's now
the
postponed?
Biggest thing for me was I was planning actually on Tuesday to fly down to my brother's house for my niece's second birthday, and my brother said, you know, we should cancel that because I've had pneumonia in the past, and that puts me at higher risk for this viral thing with the lungs.
Yeah, no, I just had pneumonia 2 years ago.
Yeah, they say that's a risk, but that's the biggest thing that was just kind of disappointing because I've been looking forward to that for months, and, you know, it's just not worth it going through the Charlotte airport since, you know, that's an airport with people coming in from all over the world, practically.
What about you, Mike? Other than Guns N' Roses at Wrigley Field, which unfortunately may be postponed, what'd you have coming up through the summer that now may not occur?
Well, that's in July, so there's hopefully a good chance that they will keep that. You know, they didn't cancel the one last night, so.
But that was Mexico, dude.
Yeah.
And even Mexico, like I was saying about Belfast, that they're kind of, you know, fucking Wild West kind of shit, and they're behind with cancellations and whatnot. That's how it was in Mexico and Mexico City until yesterday, when as people were at this venue, 80,000 Mexicans, I'm not saying that for any kind of reason. We're all, you know, slathered together in this venue, so they couldn't tell them to leave. But during like that show was when I don't know who it was. Someone important in Mexico said, "Fucking, we're canceling everything and whatever." So there was other concerts coming up that are now shut down. All the wrestling shut down. So that last night was like probably one of the last major gatherings or festivals for a while now. So I don't know. But if it's in July, what did Live Nation cancel then? I thought they canceled, like, anything upcoming.
Yeah, I thought they canceled everything.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know how long. Is that for 90 days? Is it for 30 days?
It must have been a short term because, the Motley Crue stadium tour hasn't been canceled officially yet.
Oh,
so.
They should cancel the shit out of that. What a disaster.
Yeah, I'm hoping they cancel that.
Coming up in August.
Era Lucha.
Isn't Era Lucha going to be in Philadelphia in August?
Expo Lucha.
Or Expo Lucha, bad.
Who knows, man?
I knew it was a Lucha.
Yeah. But,
did you guys see the video of the? I just seen it on Twitter last night of the commercial breaks on SmackDown. They were just standing doing
that. Hung out.
It was so weird watching SmackDown.
Yeah, I put it on for a second and they were just replaying Elimination Chamber shit and I was like, that's how quick I can just fucking lose interest in wrestling. But there was I know a lot of you guys are a little bit more movie buffs than I am, and the big fucking budget
action
here,
franchise. That's one thing I want to bring up with you guys. This Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you guys have to be smoking crack.
Oh, no.
That film was the most boring fucking thing I've seen all year.
My God.
Tell me why that film is good.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, when it first came out, I downloaded the digital release or whatever, and I watched it like every day for like 10 days. I just fucking loved it. I don't know if it's the soundtrack maybe, because that can always pull me into a movie. I don't know, man. Brad Pitt was just that good. DiCaprio was that good. I just liked it. I thought it was one of his best movies, for sure.
I enjoyed the acting. I enjoyed the scenery. But me and the missus watched it, and we got about an hour and 20 minutes into it, and the two of us were like, is something going to happen here?
Is the problem...
Like, the only good scene in the film was at the end when he has the fucking flamethrower out, you know?
Yeah.
To me, it was like, it was just all over the place. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I just did not enjoy it. Like, I wouldn't watch it again. Like, you know, it's not the worst film I've ever seen. Like, I watched it, but I just don't understand the hype behind it.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was really, really good. But then again, I also thought Irishman was really, really good. And I know that half the people watching that fucking hated it or thought it was too long. Or
did you watch it in one go? Or did you?
Yeah, I watched. I saw it in the movie theater.
Fuck, I had to watch it over 2 days.
Yeah, it was long, dude. Especially because the theater I went to was like, you know, an old theater with the old fucking seats, no recliner action going on there, and I got a bad back, so. That was
they could have made it into a series, to be honest with you. They could have had it as like a 10-part Netflix series, and it was good.
Yeah.
Have you been watching Narcos? Any of you watched Narcos?
I haven't. I've heard I should, though.
Oh, Narcos is like the best show on Netflix. You have to watch it. A lot of people get put off because it's subtitled, but to be honest with you, see if it was in English. Now, parts of it are in English. It's narrated by like the English detectives and stuff, but If it was in English, it wouldn't be as good. The fact that they're speaking Spanish in Colombia, and it's so authentic, it's brilliant. The New Mexico series just came out of it. It's excellent.
Is anyone watching Better Call Saul at the moment?
No.
Not this new series.
Okay. Because I know it's catching up to the timeline or whatever, and they go into the future a little bit, and that's, of course, what I'm interested in seeing. I tried to watch it, but anyway.
I've seen recently you've caught the Entourage bug.
Yeah, oh, I went back and rewatched. At first,
the Entourage is amazing, isn't it?
At first, I watched the seasons that I never watched.
Lloyd!
And I went, this is... And then I watched the movie, and I went, God damn, this does fucking... Because it really went off the cliff. But those first four or even five seasons were so fucking funny. And you couldn't even do it these days. It's not even that long ago. The show came out 15 years ago. And some of the shit that Ari says to Lloyd about being gay, about being Asian, whatever... The way they treat women on the show would never fucking happen today, and it's already
the Ari Gold show. Like it's the Ari Gold show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's like the show's based around Vince Chase, but he's like, you know, he's like the least to do with the show. It's about everyone else except him. You know what I mean?
It's funny that he's kind of a dim, pretty boy, a below average actor, and his character is a dim, pretty boy, below average actor. So it fucking fits.
I think that show's based on Mark Wahlberg. Life, basically, yeah. Like that's based on his career, isn't it?
Some of his stories, yeah. And then Ari Gold is based off the guy Ari Emanuel, who is a huge agent and now actually is part owner of the UFC, and then or he put the deal together or whatever. And then then there's a Harvey Weingard character. It's Harvey Weinstein on the fucking show, you know. And in light of everything that happened, it's kind of interesting to look back at that too. But the reason I asked about movies and cancellations and shit is because I saw recently some stills from they were still filming scenes for the Many Saints of Newark. I think that's what it's called. The Sopranos prequel, which is supposed to come out in September. And being the Sopranos, not that I am, I'm like, fuck, man, are they going to fucking delay this thing now because of all this? But right. I know that there's been some other big franchises and shit delayed. So what is Hughes? You're a fucking big movie guard. What's the biggest delays or whatever due to the coronavirus in the movie world?
Well, first of all, that film you mentioned, The Many Saints in New York, don't expect that to come out in cinemas because it's about the race riots back in the 60s. How are you going to release a film about that these days when a fucking haircut is considered offensive? So that's either going straight to TV or straight to Netflix. That's the HBO, thing that got maybe to me the most, and for right or wrong reasons, was Fast and the Furious 9. Has been delayed until next April. And those films are so demented and so fucking full of shit that they're amazing. Like, The Rock kicked a fucking nuclear bomb away from him in the eighth one, which was also while they were being chased by a fucking submarine while they were driving over the fucking Antarctic. And that's why you have to see those films. And The fact that Fast 9 has been delayed until next April, that's the one that made me think, right, that's not.
But what's the logic? When was it supposed to come out?
May.
Next month. All right, so I can see that, but why not just delay it till Christmas time? Why is it almost a whole year?
Probably some sort of summer thing, but it's such a shame. That's the one I was dying for, because it looked... John Cena's in it. Who doesn't want to see the dramatic skills of John Cena and Vin Diesel?
Well, I do want to see Cena. Cena's the heel, yeah. So,
although I didn't notice him in the trailer. I looked for him, but he didn't seem to be on screen.
Well, oh, God damn it. So we've lost Mike Durbin's interest, so I want to gather him back into the conversation. And the question for everyone, starting with Mike, is, say you get there's a news alert, and it says, this shit is so vicious and disgustingly airborne, we need everyone to leave their homes and come to these fucking quarantine facilities, and you got 24 hours to pack your shit, and the army's going to be coming around, or whatever, whatever. What do you pack, buddy?
All four of my external hard drives. That's the most important thing. that's real, and my dog. That's all I really care
no
about.
No animals.
Oh, then I'm not leaving.
They'll kill you.
Yeah.
They're going to shoot you.
He's nothing to live for anyway.
And they're going
to
make you shoot.
I really don't.
Well, that'll
yeah, they can shoot me.
That's going to be my next question, that when it really hits the fan and the only option is suicide, what method will you choose? But we'll get to that. So, Hambone, you got 24 hours to leave the house. They said, get your shit together. We're coming to pick up everybody, and you're going to the goddamn FEMA camps.
I'm not going to the damn FEMA camps. I'll go flee to the mountains or flee somewhere.
But what if? Yeah. What if the FEMA camps are really great, and there's nothing but loud music and booze and, you know, dancing the night away, as Husey likes to do?
I'll take my chances.
Husey, what are you collecting and taking with you to the apocalypse?
My iPod. I still have one of those, you know, the old wheel iPods.
Yes, yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. I've kept it in pristine condition.
Nice.
Oh, mine died. I had a bunch of them. Mine all died.
Yeah, I bring that, and there's a famous Jenna Jameson porno called Flashpoint. It's generally considered the greatest ever porn film, and I've never actually seen the ending, so I don't know what the end of the plot is. It's about firemen or whatever the fuck.
Of course.
So I would do that while I lay in a pile of tissues.
Yo, we're having a tissue shortage, right? You're just going to have to wipe it on the rug. Anyway, Aaron, what are you taking with you? You got 24 hours. They're saying you got to go to the camp for 3 months. What do you need?
I'll bring my Dax with me and the speakers, and we'll get a party thrown down.
you can trade DJ services for well, whatever you want, really.
Oh, and my swastika. Just so that the people in the quarantine understand where they are.
Oh my God!
Yes. Wait, who's is this? Is this Durban?
What do you think?
Of course.
Oh my God! This actually looks pretty good. Is this like a backdraft porno?
Yeah, it must have been.
That's better action than the last AEW show. Well, so what's the finish? Is it somebody died in a fire?
You think I got to the end?
Well, we will. We'll wrap up here before this gets too weird. Ooh, Jill Kelly. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, did you see some of the things the government is doing?
Did what now?
Did you see that they are waiving interest on student loans?
Oh, yeah, that was step one, yeah.
They are eliminating broadband data and throttled internet caps.
What does that mean?
I guess, you know, AT&T and other ISPs are, I guess, price hikes. Like, if you use all your data, they're not going to charge you extra.
Fuck me.
An overage charge. The police can't help people landlords evict tenants. They can't shut off services like water now.
Wow.
And they're thinking of canceling mortgages, potentially.
Of
course, there's a bill in the House that they're going to provide sick leave for coronavirus and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I don't think Conan or Conrad Thompson is going to offer me any PTO. So I'll be dying of the virus, laying on the couch with the computer in front of me, like. Unlike usually, I swear to God, I'm going to put this show out tomorrow. Not only am I going to put it out tomorrow, but there's going to be very little editing, which means I'm actually going to leave in all the plugs. So by all means, everyone, plug away. What should people be doing as they're quarantined? Where can they listen to you? What do you guys got going on this week? Hambone, you got a show coming out as today, which was yesterday when this is released.
Evo Torres, I'm chatting Eve Torres? With him.
You got Eve Torres from WWE?
No, he's actually one of the founding fathers of podcasting. He was one of the first people to ever have a podcast back in 2004, and he's been in the podcasting game for 16 years, and now he advises companies and corporations on how they should sponsor podcasts, or if they, you know, about them setting up podcasts for their products and to talk about their company and all that crap. He's like a podcasting connoisseur.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. And as you are listening to us, that will be available. Spreaker, iTunes, no, I don't even think we're on Stitcher anymore. Spotify, everywhere else. Mike, are you going to put out a fucking show this week? What's going on here, bud?
Well, I had an episode almost finished, right? Yeah. And then I had to bring my iMac in to the Apple store to get it fixed because it was shutting down on me. It would just randomly shut down.
Yeah.
So I brought it in Friday, and they updated the operating system, and I had a bootleg stolen version of Final Cut Pro on my computer, that did not survive the upgrade. So the program file I had for episode 44 is no longer valid. I can't even open it. So yeah,
sucks. Final Cut Pro is what, audio, video, everything, anything?
Yeah, it's everything. Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, I mean, I still have the interview for that episode finished, but I had almost the entire episode laid out with all the inserts and commercials and songs and all that, and that's all gone.
Put something out so we can all get our Blue Chew money before they cancel everyone's deal.
Yeah, so instead, you can check me out on the Grappler Gazette Tuesday morning.
There you go. I saw their clip. I thought they might be offended when I said nobody would know who they are, but apparently they weren't. So.
No, they're cool.
Yeah. What do you got coming out as of today?
Well, I don't know if it'll be out this week, but maybe on Wednesday, a later release. It's Hughie's Coronavirus St. Patrick's Day Comedy Spectacular.
Yeah.
It's me, Joe Feeney, and this guy called Skip, who I used to think was right-wing, but he seems to have sort of changed over into a liberal.
He's a libertarian.
We take the piss out of everything from mental illness to trannies, to straight white men.
All the good stuff. We hit all the points, especially mental illness. You always want to mock that. So.
Yeah, they're a bunch of cunts.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
It's got a perfectly fiddly D soundtrack, and that's all I've got to say about you people.
Mr. Pavis, what's coming up? I mean, are you going to get stiffed for topics for a few weeks now, or what's going to happen here?
No, I think we might actually get more people on now, because there'll be a lot of DJs without any gigs.
Without anything to do. Right.
We're actually recording tonight. We're going to actually talk about this whole coronavirus shit and how it's going to affect like us as DJs and stuff like that. So we have a couple of guys coming on who have already been on the show, but it's not going to be like DJ related other than talking about how it's going to affect us with work. But next week we have Moose T. Do you know the song "I'm Horny, Horny, Horny"?
Oh yeah, fuck.
We've got Moose T coming on. We recorded with him about 4 or 5 weeks ago. He was really good, really, really good. He comes on, talks about like working with Tom Jones and Chicane and loads of big producers all over the world. And yeah, he was a good show, so he'll be coming up next week. I don't know whether to release his show this week or next week. I'll see what the crack is. But yeah, Moose T, he was good. A few other people in the pipeline. Christian Yearn, you know that guy from Game of Thrones, Hodor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Giant guy. Well, he's a DJ as well, so we've got him coming up. There's a lot of DJs, like, a lot of people, like, in terms of, like, the DJ world, like, DJs will know who they are, but, like, maybe people listening to this won't have a clue who they are, but with some big names coming up. Medusa. There's a guy at the minute, Medusa. He's fucking playing all over the world. We'll have him coming up, so, yeah, it's going well.
And all those shows, of course, available on the Creative Control Network, on Spreaker, on Spotify, on iTunes. Follow it on Twitter at the CC Network 1. Follow all these guys on Twitter. Make sure to plug Blue Chew to death, because I think right now we could possibly lose those fucking deals, which would suck. But I think it's a good time for people to buy it. I mean, they're going to be home doing a lot of tugging or, you know, maybe actually having sex with another person. But other than that, thank you, fellas, for coming on and celebrating the end of the world with me. And I think we're all going to have a lot of free time coming up probably. So maybe we'll do something again in the coming weeks and update everyone on how badly our credit scores have fallen.
And I'd just like to give one final plug to Flashpoint star Jenna Jameson, who is possibly an upcoming guest on It's Usually Hello.
Yeah.
She, I'll email her again. She follows me on Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
No anti-Semitic jokes when you have her on because she's converted.
She's racist. I can say what I want.